Can genetically modified organisms be the answer to the growing problem of bacterial spot disease in tomatoes? It's a critical, sustainable technology in the United States, particularly in disease-vulnerable fruit and vegetable-growing regions. Breeding innovations are desperately needed in Florida, where the warm, humid climate creates ideal conditions for disease-causing bacteria and fungi to flourish. Florida is one of the largest producers of fresh market tomatoes in the United States. Its climate allows tomatoes to grow even in the winter months, which makes it possible for fresh market tomatoes to be available for Americans year-round at a low cost. Florida's tomato industry, though, is now threatened by serious outbreaks of bacterial spot disease. The bacterial disorder is caused by a number of bacterial species, which leads to one of the most devastating diseases in tomatoes and peppers worldwide. It does thrive in Florida's warm temperatures and wet climate. The infection causes lesions on the plant's leaves and fruit, and the results are often total crop loss. At least 97% of Florida's tomato-producing acres are infected every year. There are current methods of control include application of the antibiotic streptomycin or potentially toxic copper fungicide mixes. Genetically improving tomato plants with innate resistance could be a better strategy to prevent the disease or lessen its impact. Scientists from various public research institutions have identified a protein in bell peppers that limits the disease. Peppers and tomatoes are closely related, so a gene that works well in the pepper could provide resistance in tomatoes as well. The gene encoding this protein, known as BS2, was introduced into tomato to create a transgenic tomato line, which has been proven effective at resisting the disease in multi-year field trials. Adopting BS2 would also keep the farmer from introducing copper-based chemicals, which are commonly used in organic farming because they are natural into the agricultural system. Mike D., Southeast AgNet.